Hey, how are you? And welcome to We Lit, Living in Truth, that is, where it's not just a ministry, it is a movement. I'm Evangelist Angela, and I am super excited today because we are speaking on a topic that I didn't plan to speak on. But however, I'm going to do it anyway because God placed it on my heart. So therefore, our topic for today is the power we possess. What people don't understand is that throughout the day, we speak so much negative stuff that it begins to manifest in our life. We have so many complaints, so many disappointments, so many frustrations, so much worry, confusion. All of those things are not of God. None of those things are what God had intended for us to speak and manifest in our lives. So if you look at the scripture in Proverbs 19 and 21, it says the tongue can bring death or life. For those who love to talk will reap the consequences, meaning the power of the tongue is to speak life or death. But we don't consider the words that we speak at time. And when we speak those negative things out of frustration, or out of anger, or out of worry, we begin to put those words in the atmosphere and they begin to take life and they begin to manifest in our life and we feel like we cannot get ahead. So you have to be mindful of your tongue. You have to tame your tongue. So you have the power to speak life or death. You have the power to speak shifting and changing and a whole makeover in your life based off of what you speak. But you also have to understand that you have to get in the mindset of a person that possesses the pure power of God. So therefore, when you speak it, you believe it, because the word said, faith without work is dead. Belief is nothing but faith. Faith without work is dead, because we can speak stuff all day, but when we don't believe it, it don't begin to manifest, because guess what? We don't have the faith that what we just spoke, God can fulfill. So therefore, when we speak that worry, that doubt, we look at the things that are before us and we begin to speak it and we begin to have faith on that, because we spoke it out of our mouth. We believe it in our mind. So therefore, it begins to marinate in our heart and it becomes a part of us. So therefore, it takes action. So therefore, watch what you say. Adopt the mind of Christ and begin to realize the power that you possess. The word says in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So you have to really look at every situation that you're facing, if it's financial or if it's in your health, if it's some past hurt and pain that you have not dealt with. The Lord says that you have power over those situations. He said you have the power to tread upon serpents. So therefore, you also have the power to speak healing over your mind, over your body, over your finances, over your current situation. But you have to believe. You have to believe. You have to have faith. Faith without work is dead. If you believe in God for your healing, you have to also realize that there's something that I have to do to begin to take action on my belief and my faith in the word of God to be able to assist, to be able to show him that I am going to get into action. If you have not healed from past hurt and pain, where people have betrayed you, mistreated you, abused you, then guess what? You have to be the first partaker to take action in your healing. Healing is an action. It's a process that you have to go through. You cannot just say, I'm believing God to heal me and do nothing. And I know a lot of us in the African-American community, we don't want to get help. We don't want to go to counseling. But guess what? You have to step out and take action, because all the time, does prayer work? Absolutely. But faith is the activator of your miracle. Sometimes you have to step out beyond yourself and get the help. Why did he anoint people to become doctors and psychiatrists and therapists? You may not need medication. You may need some talk therapy. Somebody that's going to give you some exercises to not only cope, but it unlocks a different mentality, unlocks a different mindset, get you to release the pain that you have yet to release. So therefore, God can begin to heal you, because I know, trust and believe, that when you are abused, when you have been mistreated, when you have been lied on, talked about, demonized, and all of that stuff begins to build up walls, because you don't trust people like that no more. Because when you let them in, they betray you. When you open up your most vulnerable self to them, as soon as you didn't do what they wanted you to do, they begin to use that against you. Or when they help you, when they assisted you with things, and then they got mad and upset with you, they begin to throw that in your face. Trust and believe, I know that firsthand. But however, it allowed me to build up a wall so tall that I didn't even know that I built up a wall with God. So therefore, I had to realize I got to tear this wall down, because he's trying to bring healing to me, but yet I'm so distant. Yet I don't want to talk about this particular subject because it brings pain to me. So I continue to sweep it under the rug. So now you have to realize, okay, let's tear this wall down. But it's going to be painful. I'm going to need some help. And so sometimes we have to seek professional help. That doesn't mean you're crazy. That means you are willing and able and ready to heal. Understand that. It's not putting a label on yourself. We have to take off these labels. God didn't label us to be criticizing ourselves. Because, you know, over-criticizing ourselves is a form of judgment. But what does the word say about judging? It's not just that you're not supposed to judge other people, but you're not supposed to judge yourself. He is the judge of your soul. It's our job to begin to move by faith and begin to operate and change our mindset into righteousness. So I really want you to understand the power that you possess, because if he's giving you the power to tread upon serpents and he tell you that you have the power to speak life and death, why aren't we using it? In Ephesians 3:20, it said, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power to work within us to accomplish infinitively more than we can ask or think. When you think about that scripture, it said, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power to work within us. When we begin to rest in God, when we begin to allow him to live within us, there's nothing that we can accomplish. That's the power that you have within us. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, the one that went to the cross for your sins, the one that gave you the ability to have, or the opportunity to have, eternal life, when he lives within you by his mighty power that works within us, when you allow him to come into your life, you also have the power that he possesses on the inside of you. So whatever we can ever imagine or think, ask for or think, it's available to us. But we have to begin to speak it. We all say, I have Christ that lives within me, but we don't speak his word enough to be able to see it manifest in his life. We have to speak it continuously until it manifests. We have to get ourselves in the right position to even receive the miracle, because it's available to us. 2 Corinthians 12:19-10 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may reside in me and on me. So this is why Christ said, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties, for I am weak, then I am strong. So if we have God living on the inside of us, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. When we allow him to come into our lives, come into our financial situation, come into our health situations, come into our mindset, and we can wholeheartedly admit without any pride or arrogance being in a way that we're weak in a certain area, that's when he have the right to come in and take over. When we admit that we're weak in this area, Lord, I need your help. I don't know what to do. Can you guide me, lead me, walk me through this process? Holy Spirit, have your way. When we give that to God and we admit where we're weak, he come in and he begins to take over because he is perfect in our weakness. So therefore, as we allow him to come into that situation, the very thing that plagued us, the very thing that we felt the most vulnerable, we become strong in, because you know what? He begins to take over. And when we begin to speak his word, that power and that authority begins to rise up in us because he is in us. And we have to remember that we house the most powerful Holy Spirit within us. If we allow it to begin be able to take over and begin to live and speak through us, if we begin to die to ourselves, meaning let our flesh go by the way, die to ourselves daily, and allow Holy Spirit to take lead in our lives, then everywhere we feel weak, we will be made strong, because we're not operating in our flesh. We operating by his Spirit. So I want you to think about that. Everywhere that you feel weak, you can be made strong. Only thing you have to do is move out of the way. Let Holy Spirit lead. And you got this. Begin to speak the word every single day. What does the word say about your situation? That's something you really want to begin to think about. What does the word say about your situation? Because you have the power to speak life or death. You have full authority to move mountains, but you have to speak it. Speak things as if they already are. So I want to give you like four simple things that you can do to clothe yourself with the power of God, because it's available to you. It's available to us all. So one of the most powerful ways to clothe yourself with the power of God is to immerse yourself in the word of God. See, we have to realize that it's almost certain that you will not be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit if you are not filled with the word of God. And I know you're wondering, why do you think this? If you look at Acts 1 and 8 or either Luke 24 and 48, it teaches us that the power is given for the effective witness. And we witness primarily with the word of God. So there is no reason to think that God would ignite us the power of his Holy Spirit if we don't load the rifle with the bullets, which is the word of God. The word is our weapon. And our faith is like the power behind it to push it out. So therefore, that word can go forth and destroy every lie of the enemy. So you have to begin to think, am I really immersing myself in the word of God? If you look at Luke 4 and 14, it said that Jesus returned from the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. He had fought with the devil with power in the wilderness. This man went into the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights, did not have any water, any food, but he fought with power. Even when the enemy tried to come at him and get him to remove himself from the assignment, what did he do? he began to attack the enemy with the word of God. He said, it is written. He began to quote scripture. Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. He was full of the Spirit because he was full of the word of God. And that's how we have to be. When the enemy come to us, we should be spitting out scriptures. But you have to also realize, just because you're spitting out scripture, this take us to our next point. You got to believe in the word of God. A lot of us can quote scripture, but we believe the scripture for everybody else but ourselves. But guess what that makes us? That makes us hypocrites. When we speak the word of God, but we don't believe it for ourselves, we're hypocrites. So where is your faith? In the word that God speaks and he manifests. And we always, amen, pastor, you better preach, bishop. Come on, reverend. And we're also always exalting what the preacher is preaching, but we don't believe it for ourselves. So therefore, you have to take hold of the word of God, begin to quote those scripture with power and authority, but also fuel it with your faith. Your faith helped destroy those yokes and help dismantle the attacks of the enemy. So you have to really begin to take faith in the word of God. So trust that God intends to do wonderful things for his glory through you. Because that is what the Bible teaches. Be expectant that the Holy Spirit within you will give you the power according to God's word. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. Because if you look at Galatians 3 and 5, Paul says, does he who supplies the Spirit to you and work miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? The answer to that is by hearing with faith. Hearing what? Hearing the word of God, the promises of God, the good guidance of God. And you have to believe in that. You can change your routine and set aside, you know, a whole hour to be with God and get in his word before work, before you go, you know, anywhere for that matter, or before you go to bed. It doesn't matter. You have to set alone some time aside to get along with God. Even if it's in your prayer closet, like I said earlier, if you immerse yourself in the word of God and you believe the word of God, you have to build your faith. The more time you spend with him, the more your faith would build because you begin to hear his voice a lot clearer. You begin to see things manifest a lot quicker. What I just stated, a third point is you have to pray earnestly for it. Whatever you're asking God to do, take the time to pray for it. And sometimes you have to push that plate aside and you have to fast. So as we seek the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to pray for it earnestly. When you look at Acts 1 and 13, it says, this is what the disciples devoted themselves to in Jerusalem during the 10 days of waiting for the Pentecost. They were waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit. They did not leave that place until the power of the Holy Spirit with the evidence speaking in tongues fell upon them. They prayed for it earnestly. They fast because they wanted the power of the living God to walk with them, to live in them. And when we want it that bad, you got to pray, you got to fast, you got to be in his word. Do you have to fast and pray every single day? No, but you definitely need to be in your word and you need to seek his face daily because you have to have a relationship. Have to have a relationship with him. You have to have faith in him and his abilities. You have to be in his word. Meditate on his word. Speak it out of your mouth daily. So therefore, his word can begin to manifest in your day-to-day life. You can begin to believe him for you. And the thing about it, when you have that power and that authority, when you're clothing yourself with that, You're being led by the Holy Spirit. So when Holy Spirit speak, you want to obey. Obedience is the key. God will bless you with the power, but you have to be obedient of when he speak to you. If he speak to you and he tell you to minister to someone or pray with someone or pick up the phone and call someone or bless someone, be obedient, because within your obedience, your blessings is released upon you. You do not realize the power that you possess. So by taking on these four short points, immerse yourself in the Word of God. Doesn't mean you have to be a whole hour, 2 hours, 5 hours in the Word of God, but set some time aside and get in His Word. Have faith and believe in His Word. Okay? Then begin to pray and fast. When you don't clearly understand, begin to pray and fast and ask God for clarity. Ask God to increase his power in your life, because like I said, it's available to you to give you that mind of Christ. And then when he begins to speak to you and through you, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. That increases your power. We all have the power. But how can we have power if we're not connected to the source? A lot of us want the power. We want to be able to lay hands on the sick, but we don't want a relationship with him. Come on, I'm just going to call it like it is. Get in relationship. Connect to the source. As you connect to the source, your power begin to get stronger and it begin to increase and he begin to manifest. Sometimes when you begin to speak, it have been times that I can speak something out of my mouth and instantly it begins to manifest. Or 2 minutes later, the phone call would ring and the very thing that I just spoke out of myself and I said I desire or wanted or needed was on the other end of that phone. We have to get back to that place because we possess an unmeasurable amount of power. But we have to watch the way that we think. We have to watch the way that we speak. We have to believe the word of God that we're speaking over situations without a shadow of a doubt. You can do this. You can manifest the unmeasurable power of God. Because if he given you the power to tread upon serpents, he said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can tell a mountain to cast itself out into the sea. Like, come on. The power that we possess is beautiful. And it's available to you. But you have to get connected to the source. He never runs out of power. He never runs out of miracles. He never runs out of breakthrough. He never runs out of peace. He never runs out of resources. He never runs out of healing. All of that is available to you. He never runs out of grace. No matter how many times you mess up, if you go to him and wholeheartedly repent, the slate is wiped clean. But remember, you have to do the same for others. You can't hoard bitterness and unforgiveness and expect him to forgive you. That's what the word says. Forgive your sisters and brothers. Because if not, he can't forgive you. How can we ask God to do something for us that we refuse to do for others? So it's not a catch-22. But he said, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. If you want to be forgiven, then you have to forgive. If you want people to love you, then you have to show love. Regardless of what situation or who it is, love everybody unconditionally because you want to be loved. Love shouldn't come with conditions. Because we have the power to change situations, and prayer have the power to change situations, people, also, and you. I love you guys. And just remember, the power that you possess is amazing. Allow Christ to come into your life. Take the time, build a relationship with him. Get intimate with him in your prayer time. Be vulnerable to him in your prayer time. Let the walls down. So therefore you allow him to minister to you in the places that you absolutely need. So I hope this is a blessing to you. If it is a blessing to you, let me know. You can leave a message if you would like, or you can inbox me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter for that matter. You'll find me as Coach A Showers. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I pray that this is a blessing to you. I want you to like and subscribe. And if this is a blessing to you, become a contributor. Donate. Sow into this ministry because I want to continue to do this. I love you guys, and thank you for tuning in to We Lit, Living in Truth, where it's not just a ministry, it is a movement. God bless.